Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 7th of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we consider how everything God created, including you and me, is designed to connect with each other. We turn to our reading once more, which is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2 and verse 4. Today we're reading from the Good News Translation. The Story of Creation. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water. Then God commanded, "Let there be light," and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and he named the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed and morning came. That was the first day. Then God commanded, "Let there be a dome to divide the water and to keep it in two separate places." And it was done. So God made a dome, and it separated the water from under it from the water above it. He named the dome sky. Evening passed and morning came. That was the second day. Then God commanded, "Let the water below the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear." And it was done. He named the land earth, and the water which had come together he named sea. And God was pleased with what he saw. Then he commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of plants, those that bear grain and those that bear fruit." And it was done. So the earth produced all kinds of plants, and God was pleased with what he saw. Evening passed and morning came. That was the third day. Then God commanded, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate day from night, and to show the time when days, years, and religious festivals begin. They will shine in the sky to give light to the earth." And it was done. So God made the two larger lights, the sun to rule over the day and the moon to rule over the night. He also made the stars. He placed the lights in the sky to shine on the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God was pleased with what he saw. Evening passed and morning came. That was the fourth day. Then God commanded, "Let the water be filled with many kinds of living beings, and let the air be filled with birds." So God created the great sea monsters, all kinds of creatures that live in the water, and all kinds of birds. And God was pleased with what he saw. He blessed them all and told the creatures that live in the water to reproduce and to fill the sea, and he told the birds to increase in number. Evening passed and morning came. That was the fifth day. Then God commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of animal life, domestic and wild, large and small," and it was done. So God made them all, and he was pleased with what he saw. Then God said, "And now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish, the birds, and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small." So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them and said, "Have many children so that your descendants will live over all the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds and all the wild animals. I have provided all kinds of grain and all kinds of fruit for you to eat. But for all the wild animals and for all the birds, I have provided grass and leafy plants for food." And it was done. God looked at everything he had made, and he was very pleased. Evening passed and morning came. That was the sixth day. And so the whole universe was completed. By the seventh day, God finished what he had been doing and stopped working. He blessed the seventh day and set it apart as a special day, because by that day he had completed his creation and stopped working. And that is how the universe was created. Amen. The Bible has many pictures of the ways God cares for and protects you. For example, it describes God as like a mother bird, caring for and protecting her young. But right at the beginning of the Bible, in the account of God's creation of the universe, we have this picture of His Holy Spirit hovering over the surface of the waters. God's Spirit was actively involved in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and He is still actively involved in our world today. Through His Holy Spirit, God continues to care for and to protect you. When you bring your hurt and your pain to God, His Spirit soothes you and shows compassion towards you. When you don't know which way to turn, His Spirit will guide and lead you to the next step to take. If you are confused and feel as if you've become disconnected from God, His Spirit is there to reconnect you. If you trust God to save you, then He will, and His Holy Spirit acts as the witness that you belong to God and are connected to Him as His child. May you sense God's Holy Spirit hovering over you as you face whatever today will bring. As you reflect on these words today, you might want to use this question to help you. Do you trust that God's Spirit will never leave you and will always search for you if you wander away from Him? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we reflect on why it is important to connect with a local church.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.